gentlemen are here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dudley with Roberta and Kenny Kessler. Roberta is going to be the lone female voice with us today because Jennifer is... is still celebrating. I'm not sure she's still celebrating. The annual Christmas party for their company was last night. Oh, Jennifer in charge of all of that stuff and family things. So I am very eager to cut Jennifer as much slack as possible because mostly of the time frame. Not everybody has my constitution and can do this stuff sort of on a dime. And Jennifer's got a strong constitution. It's that Czech heritage of hers. But enough is enough already sometimes with being on the air and being up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of that, the Queen of Cheap will be here. Well, she is here, and she's going to give us her complete report. I keep getting all these emails from people who say, what's going on with Roberta? This guy Jim Jones, who sent me an email on Friday, complaining comments. Roberta gave out a pointer to a Groupon for a BJ's membership. Checked it out. The only... it's only good in some stores. You normally would say that. I think you did say that.
There was, yes, there was a caveat on it. In fact, I sent him back a very nice email.
Good for you, Roberta.
And I pointed out, you know, certain things to him. You know, first of all, take advantage of these deals immediately. A lot of them expire quite quickly. And the other thing is, you know, if you can get onto the internet, then you know how to, you know, if something's not working out for you for whatever reason, just Google it. I mean, it's not rocket science, folks.
So those of you who are really dummies, glad you're here with us on the Good Day program. All right, so what do we have that's coming up in a few minutes? Tantalizing teases.
Album, free Christmas album, some good stuff on this one, too.
Yeah.
$10 off a Shoe Carnival coupon.
$10!
$10. And we have some incredible deals from both Staples and Office Depot for you. Really great deals. Cheap stuff.
Okay. We had earlier on the program, for those of you who were not around, you can go to hour three of Good Day in the Archives and listen to Henry Golis's. So I said he put a compilation together of Merry Christmas tunes, including Santa, You Forgot About Me Last Year, some other things.
Santa, you forgot about us last year.
Uh-huh. These are the Jordanaires. Think people ought to all know who the Jordanaires are, Kenny, or should I explain who the Jordanaires are?
Probably both. I would hope everyone knows, but just in case.
Yeah. The Jordanaires were the backup studio group who actually became part of Elvis's most successful music. They were studio. A lot of these, there's a lot of attention given. Richie loves to talk about the Funk Brothers in Detroit. And as it happens, we have a group with us later today called The Wrecking, or the story of The Wrecking Crew. As a matter of fact, our video of the day today features Danny Tedesco and a focus on his crowdfunding campaign to finish his documentary about the Wrecking Crew. The Wrecking Crew were behind most every song that was recorded for decades in Los Angeles. Same as the Funk Brothers were for decades, the music behind most of the big hits of Motown. The Wrecking Crew was basically that in Los Angeles. And so I give you that comparative because the Jordanaires, not only were there groups of musicians who were behind the big stars, but there were also vocalists who were behind them. And that's how the Jordanaires got started. And when Elvis found the cohesion with them was as good as it was, he demanded that RCA let them be his group. And they used to travel with him. They, I think in many ways, as much as Elvis was great, they were a large part of that success. Kenny, you agree?
They were a large part of Elvis's music, that's for sure.
He doesn't agree that success goes well. They use a different word, but they were there.
Yeah, they were there, and they were definitely a big part of what was going on and a big part of his music. I think that he was such a big star, such a performer that there had not been anyone like him before.
Yeah,
I don't think it mattered who was behind them. I mean, they were really good, and they certainly added a lot to his music. But it was hard to pay attention to anybody else.
Other than Elvis. See, now, yeah. As a kid, I used to think the Jordanaires were super. I loved Elvis, but I knew who the Jordanaires were, and I felt they were very important. And Evan, find an old piece of something that's obvious, like, let's see, what would be a good example of an Elvis piece with the Jordanaires?
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Yeah, okay. Find that, will you, Evan? And we'll use that as an example. For those who don't know who the Jordanaires are, or even understand the concept of backup singers, those are the Jordanaires.
I don't need a lot.
That's Elvis.
Make my Christmas bright.
Listen to this, though.
Santa, I don't need my baby.
Roberta loves this.
The one around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea.
There are four guys who are very compatible in terms of the way their voices fit together. And there are people who started during that era. I don't think it happens so much now, frankly, but I remember when Roberta and I were kids.
You're far older than me.
Oh, stop. Not that much. Come on. There were a lot of these groups that then became successful, or vice. It kind of went the other way. But most of the time, groups, I remember the High Lows, for example.
I don't.
Okay, so.
Honestly.
You're very proud of that, too, aren't you? I remember them.
See, you grew up with that 50s music. I grew up with, you know, The Who and The Doors and Jimi Hendrix.
I grew up with them, too. I was growing up more than you were at that point in time. I never was a big fan of Jimi Hendrix or The Who, frankly. I stuck with the Elvis tradition that started Johnny Cash. The music that had started, yes, in the 50s, I was still in single digits, and I had found the radio, and the radio did something for me that nothing else did. It's really amazing how I started, because I was a child that was, this is not, oh, poor Doug, but I was a kid that was alone. I lived my life alone. And as a result of that, it's certainly affected how I live my life as an adult as well. But the radio was my friend as a kid growing up, because I didn't have any other friends. I had nothing in terms of the family, so the radio was my family, to my friends. And I think that's when I became, as I wish we had Evan. See if you can find, he's probably not up yet. See if you can find a number for Dick Summer. I've got now in my mind, I want to talk to him.
You're going to wake up people this early in the morning?
Yeah, I want to see if you can find Dick. And if you got his number, wake him up. If you don't, I'll give it to him. I think it's time for us to have a conversation with him about some of this radio stuff. Dick Summer is one of the great jocks of the, he's about 10 years older than I am. And he had the great voice and he had the mind for it. So he was in that group. The legendary jocks from they started in the 50s through the 60s and 70s, even into the 80s. We don't have guys like that around anymore. We don't. I mean, think about it. Who do we have left? Rick Dees is basically shelved. You don't have the old Robert W. Morgans. You don't have the Henry.
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, but he's a machine. He's not. He doesn't have a colorful personality. He doesn't say anything. He has no. Ryan Seacrest hasn't had an original thought in his head since he started. He doesn't have
Casey
to.
Casey Kasem.
Casey was a guy, but he was programmed when he was doing America's Top 40. But Casey had a brain, and he was from an era that allowed people to be clever and fun and engaging. And those people don't exist much.
Or they're dying off,
exciting.
You know.
Yeah.
Our friend Pete Fornatel, who was just a, you know, musicologist.
Great jock in New York forever. Yep.
Amazing, amazing. Yep. And Vince Scales is still around, thank goodness.
Yeah. But those people, I mean, you think about it, even John Gambling, who was not, had no connection to music, but his family on the air in New York for a total of, what, 120 years
or
something?
Oh, my gosh, forever. John B., John A., and John R.
Right. I mean, they started.
Three generations.
The first Gambling.
I worked for them. I mean, they're incredible people.
The first generation of Gamblings in New York were in the 30s, and then the son took over, and then the grandson took over. And he just, he's excuse me, says he retired. He didn't get retired. He was fired or reworked out of his contract. He'll show up on the other talk station in a week I'm betting. At any rate, that's I'm just sort of getting into what it is that comes around to thinking about the music of Christmas and how it was all put together. And we got off onto the tangent of the Jordanaires. And I don't even remember. We started talking about the Funk Brothers, and we were talking about the music that was put together. I wanted to highlight the Wrecking Crew, which, again, is the focus of our video of the day today. If you want to enjoy yourself, we do have some audio. This is one of the, for people who love the music of that era, it's...
Step up the microphones, and it comes out something like this.
The Wrecking Crew did the instrumentation of the Beach Boys. Wasn't the Beach Boys playing anything? Hi.
We came in the studios with Levi's and T-shirts, smoking cigarettes. The older guys were saying they're going to wreck the music business.
Right.
Rock and roll.
That's why they called them the Wrecking Crew, because they said they were going to wreck it. And they did music for the Beach Boys. You got to watch this video of the day. It goes through. It's a couple of minutes long. It's a trailer for a documentary that they're trying to finish. That's why the crowdfunding campaign. And everybody knows when they have a crowdfunding campaign, they know where to go to plug it, because they know I'm really into crowdfunding. I think it's a wonderful way to promote entrepreneurialism in America. I'm sure we'll pay attention to it more through the course of the morning, but you want to check it out. Danny Tedesco and the crowdfunding campaign at the video of the day. All right, let's get to Roberta's report. Time for our Queen of Cheap today. She has deals, and more deals. What's different about that?
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Nothing.
A diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, Roberta,
let's start with Christmas music. If you can't stand to hear "All I Want for Christmas Is You" one more time and you need something else, well, we got a free MP3 Christmas album.
That's the number one most played song on the East Coast. Jose Feliciano's number one most played Christmas song on the West Coast, but there's a lot of that.
Every time you turn around, you're hearing that.
Yeah.
This is a new Christmas album from James Beauregard. Absolutely free and some really nice stuff in there. Shoe Carnival, a $10 off coupon for you. We have it at DougStefan.com. It's good through Christmas Eve, just in time for your shopping. Now, free iTunes gift card, a $15 iTunes gift card. And what this is from Office Max Office Depot. You spend $75 on ink, and you get a free $15 iTunes gift card. It's limit two, and you have to go, and you got to poke around for this one, folks. It's not going to jump out on the website and, like, bite you on the nose. So you got to look around for it. So I don't want to hear, "I went to the website, I didn't see it." It's there. Just look for it. Staples Electronic deals, a whole incredible with some of them this week. You've got, you've got the Apple TV for $84, Toshiba laptop for $249, Amazon Kindle for $139, even a USB drive, 8 gigabyte for $5, just incredible deals there. Also, Office Depot has free Energizer batteries for you. This comes as a rebate on if you're a member of the Office Depot rewards. It comes back to you as rewards. That's good through the 28th. So when you get all those toys for Christmas and stuff and you need batteries, well, that's where you get them. And Staples will give you a $50 iTunes gift card for just $40, so $10 savings, plus free shipping. Buy it for your friends, buy it for yourself, buy 10 for yourself, and save big bucks, all at DougStefan.com.
Doug Stefan, the visionary. This is a good day, 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Chapel on the hill. Farmers, city workers, and folks from far and near pay a weekly visit to the chapel on the hill.
Another of the Jordanaires' original Christmas tunes from this Friends of Henry Golis Wish You a Merry Christmas CD that you can get pretty much at Amazon. Where else did he say it was, Kenny?
Amazon, iTunes, all the usual suspects. You can go to DougStephan.com and click on Henry's picture there, and there's a link to Amazon.
All right. So what we're doing here, as is usually the case, I don't have to stop it. You can have it under. Evan, I got to teach you how to have the subtle, soft sounds under the subtle, soft sounds of my voice. All right. I don't want to be yelling over these people, but I think it's a nice background. Sort of gives me a chance to highlight Kenny's Sounds of Christmas website as well. Ken Kessler produces every year and has available for a couple of months a lot of great, thousands, in fact, of the great sounds of Christmas, because there are. When you look at the catalogs, and I can say this having cut my teeth as a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s on some of this stuff at Christmas time, we didn't have Christmas stations. We just played, you know, during that time in the radio business, yeah, there were formatics. There were stations that played certain generic kinds of music. But we chose our own music. We had in front of us a library. God, I remember the library at WVZ and even the stations, any station. I sort of say this anecdotally. I wish Jennifer were still here. Because at the CRN Digital Studios in Los Angeles, it's the only record library that still exists that I know of anywhere. They have whole room. Albums.
Wow.
Thousands of them. In a big record library, and it's a fascinating place to go visit. Anyway, so I was playing my own Christmas songs, and I never played any of the downbeat stuff. I always played. I found the albums. Every major recording artist had at least one Christmas album, so you could go find stuff from anybody that you could think of. I mean, we have the standards, the Johnny Mathis stuff, and the Carpenters. I'm looking at some of the, what would today be the Michael Bublé's, I suppose, of who's around. But everybody, Willie Nelson had a Christmas album. And so I would just go pick the stuff, and I'd listen on cue to the things that were upbeat, and I just play all the upbeat Christmas music. And it was one of the most uplifting. I loved it. I'm trying to remember. This would have been, as I'm trying to think of what was going on in my life at the time. I was in, before I got married, maybe during the time. Yeah, I had been on the air 3 years before I was married, professionally, and 3 years after until I started doing talks. So I had about 6 years that I played music. And it was one of the, at Christmas time, I was at the same, then I was the same as I am now. I was always on the air on Christmas. There was something about with the magic, and I always wanted to be on Thanksgiving. It isn't just since I owned my own business and my own radio program that I've been on the air. I was always the guy who was on during the holidays. And part of it was that I really liked being on during the holidays. Part of it was I didn't want to be alone. You know, that's really... So you go and you work and you surround yourself with the people that you're used to, and people used to grouse, I got to work because Stefan's coming in. I think I still hear that today, in fact. But anyway, that was part of the Sound of Christmas. A lot of great things. Check out KennySoundsAtChristmas.com. It's 28 past the hour. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The three biggest training mistakes to avoid. Never hit your dog. You know, my approach of hugs and kisses and praise will accomplish a lot more and is certainly more humane. Hitting the dog can make him fearful of your hand, a problem that is better known as hand shyness, which can create major problems down the road. Never use the word no with your dog's name. Never say bad dog no or fluffy no or Fido no. You don't want the dog to associate anything negative with his name. His name is to be used only in positive ways. If he's doing something wrong, go to him to correct him. Don't call him to you. Also, this is the most important thing, and I just mentioned this. So many people, when the dog does something wrong, they'll say to the dog, hey, Fido, get over here. Do you know what you did? And when he gets there, they yell at him, or worse, they hit him, or whatever. The bottom line here is this is important to remember, that if you call your dog and he doesn't receive anything but negativity, he's not going to come back the next time. Every time the dog comes, a hug and a kiss and a tremendous amount of praise, and he'll come every time. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour, Merry Christmas. I think I am getting into the mood, by golly. And maybe it's just because of, I don't know, a number of things going on the home front, a number of things that are going on here. So it's a good thing. What difference does it make? Why? It just is. Kind of. Let's see if we can hold that spirit. We only have, what, 7, 8? Christmas Eve is a week from tomorrow. And then Christmas Day. I think I just decided, just this minute, I was talking to Evan and Kenny about what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to fly to Los Angeles on Christmas Eve. I don't remember flying on Christmas Eve before. Spend Christmas morning with my children, although I think Brendan has to go to work, and then come back. Just a couple, 3 or 4 hours. Why not? Christmas, because anybody else I care about is off doing other stuff with other people anyway, right? So let's see if we can make that work. Still be on the air live, though, on Christmas morning. That I didn't do Thanksgiving. I was just talking about that a few minutes ago, how I started doing the traditional holiday stuff way back, long time ago in my career, and just kept it up. So there'll be no surprises on Christmas morning. The Dougster will be here. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Roberta's here. Jennifer is not. I started off this morning, Roberta, by asking people to think about all of the things that are amazing in your life. Mm-hmm. I went through the story of the shooting in Colorado, and I just don't want to talk about it. I don't see any purpose in talking about it. The same old gun control conversation. You want to have that stuff later in the day. There'll be plenty of time for you with the other hosts, other programs to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. The Pope.
I'm liking this Pope.
The Pope's a Marxist. Of course, because you're a Marxist, yes, too. You love him because you're a Marxist. Anyway, what I find most interesting is he's going to go to Israel and Palestine to try to, you know, how many, you can count on one hand how many Catholics there are either in Palestine or in Israel. Although there are a lot of Christians that live,
Christians,
that's not true,
in
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem
has a lot of Christians.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, because you got the Church of the Holy Sepulchre that has like every Christian religion ever created.
You've been in that, right?
I've been there. Yes, I have.
That might be the best way. Someday, here's what I would like to do. I'm saying this right now for consumption of anybody who cares. I would like to take a trip to Israel and be in the church on Christmas. That church is more than magic. I mean, it's magic.
It's pretty remarkable.
It's a remarkable place. I have never felt in my bones the way that I did when I walked down the flight of stairs into what is basically the underpinnings of the basement of the church. And I sat on the steps and just absorbed it all for 35.
There's a tremendous amount of energy in
the
church.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
It's just
for those who don't know, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was built around Calvary, where Christ was crucified. And I remember when I went, was it last year? When did I go? 2 years? Was it 2 years? God, was it? It was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When I went with Mary Lynn Reichskob, who's Chloe on 24, and Greg Grunberg from Alias and whatever other TV shows he's been in, and I forget who else, but those two, we became friends, and it was mostly because of the experience that we had. The three, Mary Lynn's husband and I and Greg, walked with guide for that Saturday. This, the four of us, walked around Jerusalem, and it was one of the most amazing experiences. If you haven't had, because we all were enjoying each other's company, but we learned they hadn't been there before, and I had. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of took, and I wish I could remember that general's name, who I love, who I've been with a couple of times on trips to Israel, and just bringing us to these places and going behind the nooks and crannies.
And it doesn't matter what religion you are.
No, religion is nonsense.
Jewish, Catholic,
this is history.
Muslim, Buddhist, doesn't matter what you are. The place
history.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of amazing, General McCain. Oh, wait a minute. Senator McCain. I always got it wrong there.
General McCain.
He and Senator Chris Murphy went to Ukraine this weekend to participate with the protesters who are upset because the government is trying to align itself with the East instead of the West. So Kenny said, wait a minute, how is he representing the people of Arizona by going to Ukraine? It's because he can, that he did.
Yeah.
All right, so those are the major stories. There's a lot of people talking about the gun control issue, and the only thing I would say about the laws that have been passed since what happened in Connecticut last year in Aurora, Colorado, the movie theater, was that the year before? I mean, it seems almost every year at this time there's one of these shoot-em-ups. And so I was looking into all of the states that have passed regulations and found that in many of these states, Florida, New York, California, Colorado, where else? I think it was some new gun legislation in Washington. Anyway, a lot of the sheriffs, local sheriffs, have just said, you know what, we're not enforcing these laws. And so they aren't. And that becomes a sort of critical side issue to this conversation about what happened in the Colorado school. So the kid kills himself, 18 years old, shotgun, how does he get the $300 about a shotgun? All of these questions have come up. But I find the most interesting one to be the question and the answer. Kenny, I don't know what you have at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day, whether people are commenting on what the sheriffs are doing or not doing to enforce the laws, and whether they're being arrested and prosecuted. In some states they have been and they've gotten off. So what do you have for comments from our listeners regarding some of this?
I don't have anything about the sheriffs, just some general comments about the shooting. We asked what should be the focus, whether it's gun control, increased security, mental health care, if there's something else. Jay says that involvement of parents in children's lives. And I think that's definitely something that's important. I don't know about this particular shooter, but that seems to be the case in a lot of these.
Yeah.
He says, I was an athlete when I was young, and I never remember a game where at least one of my parents weren't there.
I remember Tony and I went to every one of Brendan's basketball games when he was in high school. Every single one of them. We enjoyed it. I mean, long since had we been divorced, and we didn't see each other more than, but we always had great camaraderie. And it was one of those things that I think led Brendan around to understanding that we really did care about him. Because kids always have those questions. Do you really care about me? And so that's cool. What else, Kenny?
Bill says, people no longer have the tools to deal with loss, defeat, or negative consequences for negative behavior.
You know why?
Stop giving kids everything they want.
The reason that they don't is because they get everything that they, every value they have in their life comes from that damn iPhone that they have in their hands. They don't know how to think anymore. They don't know how to care anymore. They don't know how to deal anymore. They don't know how to fix anymore. Yeah, all the answers are right there. Want to know what 2 plus 2 is? Ask the computer. Ask the cellular, the device. Right? Am I wrong or not?
No.
The only reason Victoria Benson, Roberta's daughter, the only reason that she's successful in school is because she has parents who care, and she went to a school that specializes in something. The general interest schools now, all they want to do, in Framingham, we spent $2 million on the school budget to buy iPads for kids who couldn't afford them on their own. So everybody's got an iPad. So you don't have to think. You don't have to write. No more penmanship. You don't have to do anything. You're a zombie attached to this machine.
Well, the other side of that, too, is you have to be able to know what the technology is to be able to compete.
Yeah, survive. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. Double-edged sword. 17 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out the best. It was Boston beer.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
There was 56. All right, time for our television report here on Good Day. 15 before the hour. Jennifer not here. This is normally her bailiwick, although she criticizes me because I interrupt her. I just throw in a story here and there. This is one of those I don't get stories. A lot of noise today about a black woman being added to the cast of Saturday Night Live. The New York Times reporting today they held auditions at Saturday Night Live exclusively for looking for a black comedian. Wanda Sykes She didn't get the job. I'm just thinking about her as a prominent black woman. And I'm going to say what I always say. This bothers me. The fact that they actually had a casting call for a black woman looking for a comedian, and they publicized it. Even the fact that they did it bothers me. Why can't we just go find somebody who's funny, whether they're black, whether they're white, blue, green? What am I missing here?
I know. Has Saturday Night Live ever had a black woman?
No. Huh. They had one of their hosts, I can't remember who it was, earlier this season, while they were live, made the remark live on the air about, as he looked around at all the new cast members, had never had a black woman, mm-hmm. and there was a huge uproar about it, so that's why they did this.
Phonies. Yeah. A bunch of phonies. You know, it's the same thing as all the attention. Nelson Mandela is dead. A lot of coverage. Most of what I saw this weekend was Jesse Jackson yammering away and the fact that Oprah Winfrey was there. Who cares? Why would anybody care? It's fine if they want to go, but why is that a major story about this guy? Oh, so Oprah, I think, interviewed him once. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Jesse Jackson went over to glad hand him. But why is that important to this? Or who's there, I guess, important to it. The fact that the guy did great things, and we acknowledge that on his passing. But this is the kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm off on a crank. The hosts of The Talk, which is the CBS competition for ABC's The View, were talking on Friday about how bad The View has become since Joy and Elizabeth left. I think I said that earlier in the week, didn't I, last week? The show stinks. I don't watch it anymore. And I have I don't have a problem with Jenny McCarthy. I think she's swell. But there's no chemistry. There doesn't feel like there's anything going on there. And that's basically what Julie Chen, who's married to the president of CBS, Les Moonves, I don't know if that's why she got her job, but anyway, she was talking on the air about Jenny McCarthy not being fit for The View. And when she says fit, she doesn't mean that she's not fit. She just doesn't fit. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't. There doesn't seem to be any kind of. There was a little tension before when Joy was on, and Elizabeth was on, that seemed to be healthy in the conversations. And now they aren't there. And so I think to a point, Ms. Chen is right about it for whatever the reasons. But anyway, it's something worth considering, and that's why I brought it up. I thought you might be interested in that conversationally. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
We'll be right back. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of the important medical news that has taken place this week, and there is quite a bit of it. And he's brought to you by the folks who are producing Heart Factors Plus, vitamin D, and the connection. There are lots and lots and lots of bits and pieces of information, Ken, that you've been watching for years. The fact that we don't get enough vitamin, I'm sorry, did I say vitamin D? I meant vitamin B12. You were looking around for your notes. Wait a minute. Is there a story in here about vitamin D? No! It's vitamin B12. What is the latest from the Journal of the American Medical Association on vitamin B12?
It's big news. This is regarding people who use things to reduce the amount of acid in their stomach. There's two families of medicines, the proton pump inhibitor medicines, of which Nexium and Prilosec are examples, or the so-called H2, histamine 2 blockers. These are the so-called drugs like Zantac or Pepcid. Patients using proton pump inhibitors and histamine 2 receptor antagonists, Doug, these are the two types of acid-inhibiting medications. For two or more years, they may experience a vitamin B12 deficiency, and if not treated, it is very important. The deficiency may cause the patient to have neurologic damage, anemia, or dementia. This is out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
All right. So make note of that. Couple of stories about what happens in families where children weigh more than they ought to. I guess we ought to start with the connection to weight and highly stressed parents, Ken.
This is out of the medical journal Pediatric Obesity. The link between stress and obesity definitely exists.
It's actually a journal. It's called...
Exactly.
Really?
Children of highly stressed parents have a body mass index about 2% higher than those whose parents are mellow. This may not seem like a lot, but it is when an organism is developing and then it's compounded over a lifetime. And the explanation is that parents could change their behavior when they are stressed to reduce the amount of physical activity in the household or increase the amount of unhealthy food available. Parental stress could also create stress for the children who cope by eating more or exercising less, or whose stress leads to biological changes that cause weight gain.
Wow. All right. So also a problem with obesity and its connection to your hearing. This I'm very interested in. This is very intriguing. How does weight connect to your ability to hear?
New this week out of the American Journal of Medicine, being obese, Doug, especially if you carry those extra pounds around your waist, may be linked to hearing loss. Women in the study with waists larger than 34 inches were about 27% more likely to report hearing loss than women with waists under 28 inches. The explanation is that exercise seems to help protect against hearing loss. The ear needs an adequate blood supply. Obesity can compromise blood flow by narrowing blood vessels. People who are obese also carry more likely to have high blood pressure, another condition that can hamper blood flow.
All right, listen up, fathers or would-be fathers. You better be eating well.
Exactly. Out of the Nature Communications Medical Journal this week, Doug, a father's diet before conception plays a crucial role in the health of his offspring. Sperm carries a memory of his father's environment and possibly even of his diet and lifestyle choices. Fathers need to think about what they put in their mouth, what they smoke, and what they drink. And remember, they are caretakers of generations to come.
All right. Going back to the stress and the sort of thing that is a problem for a lot of people, what it does to your blood pressure could be modified by using Heart Factors Plus. Do you agree?
Exactly. Are you a man or a woman over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function, they work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free.
All right, here's the number to call right now, 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313. Order Heart Factors today and get a brand-new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Mention Dr. Ken, and you'll get free express shipping. By far, this is the best deal of the year, a great idea for not only you, people you love, stocking stuffer for friends, anybody who's over 40 ought to be on Heart Factors Plus. It's a great maintenance and facilitator to keep your blood flowing. 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313. Tell them Dr. Ken sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.